Process measure surveillance. A process measure focuses on a process or the steps in a process that lead to a specific outcome. Process measures are generally informed by evidence-based practices and/or scientific plausibility that, when done reliably and executed as established, increase the probability of a desired outcome. Process measures can be useful to evaluate quality if they can be linked to an outcome measure. For example, using maximal sterile barriers when inserting a CVC and subsequent CLABSI. Process measures are commonly used to evaluate compliance with desired care or support practices or to monitor variation in these practices. They may also be used when the outcome to be measured is rare or difficult to measure, for example, infections after endoscopy, or when there is difficulty acquiring the necessary data, for example, contacting a patient after discharge. Process measures are also helpful in evaluating the effectiveness of an educational effort as a measure of behavior. For example, compliance with a septic technique for dressing change, or the performance of basic IPC procedures, such as HH. To conduct surveillance of process measures, typically the IP and their team will have to engage in observations of processes in real time, though they can also be chart-based, such as examining the frequency that dressings or devices were exchanged. While it might be possible to glean useful data and information from prior reports and checklists as well as chart review, for appropriate indications for testing or pre-operative antibiotics, the most effective approach to process surveillance is to observe staff as they go about their routine tasks. Here are some examples of process surveillance in a healthcare facility. Antibiotics. How are they requested, ordered, and administered? PPE. How and when is it used? Is it used correctly and appropriately? Hand hygiene. How and when are HCP washing their hands? Are they using the appropriate cleaning agents? Vascular access devices. Are the devices inserted, maintained, or removed when not indicated? Respiratory equipment. How is it cleaned, disinfected, and stored? Blood glucose equipment. Is it cleaned, disinfected, and stored properly? Urinary catheter care. Are catheters inserted when appropriate and not overused? Surgical site infections, SSIs. Are SSIs tracked not only during hospitalization but for the proper period after hospitalization ends, due to the trend of shorter days of inpatient care? Injection safety. Are injections administered according to guidelines? Are appropriate precautions taken by HCP? Injection supplies. Do supplies comply with regulations? Are they stored and handled carefully and safely? Medication. Are medicines being stored safely per manufacturer instructions? Example, refrigerated at correct temperatures? Food preparation and storage. Are food items stored and prepared properly? Are there appropriate steps in place should food items be identified as contaminated, internally or through manufacturer recalls? Are HCP keeping track of expiration dates? Laundry. Are soiled linens collected, stored, and transported according to established standards of practice? Are linens returned to the facility appropriately laundered? Room cleaning. Are rooms cleaned properly and routinely? Are recently vacated rooms cleaned and disinfected appropriately? Construction. Are correct precautions taken during maintenance and construction activities so as not to intrude on the welfare and care of the healthcare facility's patients?